In their latest email to journalists, the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta said there had been no negotiations for the release of the three Americans, two Egyptians, two Thais, one Briton, and one Filipino. Armed militants seized the Nine Saturday while they were laying pipeline for Anglo-Dutch giant Royal Dutch Shell. The captors said they want a neutral third party to negotiate. They called the Nigerian government fraudulent. Their main demands are for the release of two ethnic Ijaw leaders, one a separatist militant leader, the other an impeached governor, and compensation for pollution. They are warning of more attacks, such as blowing up parts of an export terminal and pipelines, as they have done in recent days. The government has set up a panel led by traditional leaders to contact the militants. But a lawyer who lives in the region, Patrick Olom, says politicians themselves created the militias as a way to rig elections and swindle oil companies.
The people who get to power are hoodlums. The government people are more or less legalized armed robbers. You see, why we have militants is that this same government encourage them. The government find it difficult sometimes to deal with them because they will need them when they want to come back to power. They are unpopular, so they will need talks to scare people away so that they can mutilate results and come back and say we have won. So the government itself actually started the process of talking, of violence, and these are their boys who have turned around to fight against them. So until where the Nigerian people will be able to vote decent people, responsible people, not with guns, not with violence, the problem will not stop.
An ethnic Ijaw youth, Mwosi Chidi, says whatever the situation, oil workers and oil companies still make lots of money while local farming fields are polluted, so he does not find it surprising foreigners are being targeted.
This oil means a lot, but then why are they kidnapping the foreigners? Because they believe that the foreigners are not doing their best. If they do their best, I think the government will be, you know, a little bit relaxed.
The leader of an ethnic Ikwerre youth group, Wonodi Kingsley, laments the cycle of violence, even if he understands the motives of the militants.
They believe that in the struggle, they believe the only way they can be recognized is by kidnapping. That's their own belief. But we believe, I personally believe that it's by negotiation, dialogue. But to my own understanding, that they need to be recognized so that the government can call them to a negotiation table where they can negotiate these things once and for all.
The militants have warned they will kill hostages if they are attacked. The government has ruled out military action for now, but the kidnappings did immediately follow raids on local communities to hunt down militants. Previous hostages were released unharmed earlier this year, apparently for cash. Nico Columbans, VOA News, Abidjan.